Well, in honor of the local flower show that's in town, I remember hearing about one florist who, in his florist shop, had a sign on the refrigerator where they kept all the roses. And he divided the roses into 3 roses, 6 roses, and 12 roses. And the sign simply said, "Fellas, just how mad did you make her? 3, 6, or 12. Now today is called Good Shepherd Sunday. It's also called the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So I wanted to talk for a few moments about vocations. So exactly what is a vocation? The word comes from a Latin word meaning a calling. So a vocation is a calling from God. I remember I asked a child once, I said, "Tell me the difference between a vocation and a vacation." And the child said, "Well, a vacation is when you go away and have fun. A vocation is when you don't go away and don't have fun." That's obviously not what a vocation is. A vocation is a calling from God to become a saint and to be used by God to save souls and to get souls to heaven. So there are, first, Vatican II talks about the universal vocation that everyone has. And that is a vocation that every single person in this church has. And that is to become a saint, to get to heaven. That is the universal call to holiness. So whether a person is a priest, sister, married or single, what God wants of you and wants from all of us is to get to heaven, to become a saint. So this is the calling, the vocation that everyone has to become a saint. Now there are different ways to obtain that. There are some that are called to the priesthood or religious life. Some that are called to marriage, to bring your spouse to heaven, to be open to the children that God wants to send you and help them get to heaven. Or those that live a single life in the world, a life of purity and chastity in the world, and they have an apostolate within the world as a single person. So those are the main vocations in life. And so today, of course, is the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So today we need to pray for more priests, more deacons, religious brothers and sisters. Pray for good, holy, married couples, and that those who will really live the single life in the world to use that opportunity to evangelize and to share the faith. Now, even under that category of marriage or single, there's different sub-vocations. A person might have a vocation to be a doctor or a nurse or a teacher or whatever profession the Lord calls them to. So again, the universal vocation is to holiness. Everybody has that. Then there is the vocations to different ways of life, religious life, priesthood, single life, married life. And then in the lay state, there are these sub-vocations of your profession, whatever that might be. But when the church talks today about praying for vocations, we're especially asking you to pray for more priests and more deacons and religious brothers and religious sisters. Now, because we certainly have what's been called a vocation crisis in the church, we need additional priests to serve the Lord, for example. Without the priest, there would be no Mass, no Eucharist, no confessions, no anointing of the sick, no last rites for you and for your loved ones. So we desperately need additional priests throughout the country and throughout the world. We're pretty blessed in our diocese to have a good number of vocations, maybe 40 or 50 young men studying for the priesthood. That's not the same way throughout the rest of the country. See, we're so blessed, we're building new churches in our diocese. Other dioceses are closing their churches or consolidating their churches, going from maybe three parishes to one parish. And they're clustering them and consolidating them because one reason is the shortage of priests. So we need to pray that the Lord will call many young men to the priesthood. As I mentioned on Holy Thursday, St. John Bosco believed that one out of three young Catholic men were called to the priesthood. But why aren't more responding? Well, as Father Rutler says, that in this vocation crisis, God is still calling young men to the priesthood, so it's not necessarily that God has stopped calling. He says God does not have laryngitis. God has not stopped calling young men to the priesthood. He says it's a listening crisis. It's a response crisis. It's not a vocation, not a calling crisis. It's a listening and responding crisis. Why is that? Well, perhaps there is just too much noise in our life. You know, society has filled up our lives with noise all the time. Noise from television or from the radio or from the music, the iPods and all those things that we're, the cell phone, all those things that we're constantly talking and having noise in our life. Some of the saints say that the most important thing to discern your vocation is to have some time in silence every day. Some quiet time to pray and to listen. To be like Samuel and say to God, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Not, "Listen, Lord, your servant speaketh." That's how many of us are. We are always talking to God, but we're not listening to God. So we need some time in prayer every day. Even 5-10 minutes of silence every day to say, "Lord, what do you want of me?" Especially as a young man or a young woman, say, "God, what vocation do you want me to do?" Sometimes we ask the wrong questions. We shouldn't say to a child, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" The better question is, "What do you think God wants you to be when you grow up?" Do you see the difference? Not, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" What do you think God wants you to be when you grow up? And then encourage that person to spend some time every day in prayer, in silence, just listening to God, to be open to their vocation. And a beautiful thing to do is to go to Eucharistic adoration and just sit before the Blessed Sacrament. That's where I discerned my vocation. I didn't hear God's call until a junior in college, but it was by sitting quietly before the Blessed Sacrament. They had Eucharistic adoration at Christendom where I went, and many days a week they had Eucharistic adoration, so I'd go in there and just listen and pray. And that's where I heard the calling to become a priest. And of course, I'd recommend devotion to our Blessed Mother, praying the Rosary, asking our Blessed Mother to enlighten us for our vocations, whatever that might be. The Blessed Mother is the mother of the way, the truth, and the life. So she will guide us to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. So consecrate yourself to our Blessed Mother and ask her to enlighten you for your vocation. So I would just recommend today that all of us make a very special effort to pray, especially for more priests, more deacons, religious brothers to serve the Lord, to help save souls, and more religious sisters. That vocation of becoming a religious sister or a nun is a remarkable and very beautiful vocation, to become the bride of Christ, the spouse of Christ. We have a wonderful vocation office in our diocese. You can go and visit there. They take young men up to the seminary to visit the seminary. They go on nun runs, which is where they take young ladies to visit convents. the Poor Clares or the National Dominicans or other religious orders. See, these things are ways to help discern one's vocation. If somebody does follow their true vocation, they will be at peace, and the Lord will fill them with the peace and happiness that only the Lord can give by following God's will in your life. So again, everybody is called to become a saint. That is everybody's vocation. But then we need to pray, especially on this day of prayer for vocations, for more, especially more priests and brothers, deacons, and religious sisters that would then spend their lives helping souls to get to heaven.